and welcome to PCB Chat. I'm your host, Mike Buteau. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB East, the original conference and exhibition for the printed circuit design, fabrication, and assembly market on the East Coast. Taking place in May in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Visit the website at pcbeast.com for information. Our guest today is Kent Bayless. Kent has spent more than 30 years in the printed circuit industry, the past 20 managing software applications and automation solutions for TTM and VIA systems. Kent is fluent in the CAD-CAM and front-end engineering issues of printed circuit manufacturing, and in fact, that's why we want to talk to him today. So Kent, you just teamed up with another TTM alum to launch Epic Front-End Engineering. Tell me more about Epic's focus and what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for having me today. Much appreciated. My name is Kent Bayless. I'm the senior consultant at Epic Frontend Engineering. My partner, who's started up this company with me, is Ken Smythe, senior software developer. Combined, we've probably got about 60 years experience in the frontend engineering. So we recently departed TTM. We both decided to start up a new company, LLC, called Epic Frontend Engineering. And our focus is supporting the PCB industry, primarily the frontend engineering organizations, really with emphasis on what we call smart engineering. So our objective is to consult, guide, collaborative implementation, assist with software development, and really focus on intelligent processing, data capture via OCR, which I've done extensive testing on in the last year, data management, repetitive process automation, and how do you convert some of these unstructured data that we receive from designs or OEMs to our PCB manufacturing? How do we turn that into intelligent attributes? So really, our services is around engineering and CAM applications. We support multiple applications, but very comprehensive in plan, in stack, various Orbotech frontline applications, process procedures, generic and advanced automation, what I call I4.0 smart engineering, RPA, data management and such. So we saw a real need. In our experiences, myself, the last 35 years, extensively in the front-end engineering, the reality of today's front-end is very labor-intensive, extensive administration tasks, potential for quality escapes just with all the manual data entry, a lot of manual and duplicate data entry occurring, high labor costs, of course. And then there's minimal application integration. So there's one application isn't necessarily talking to the other, and which drives more manual processing. The big rage in the industry right now is, the smart factory. And I think a lot of not enough people are really focused on the front-end engineering and the amount of labor and time-consuming and a lot of administration work that goes in just to preparing the data package or the tools for manufacturing. So we want to, initially focus from Epic, how do we manage the data packages, the design and data packages that really haven't changed a lot in the last, 30 years. There's some very, very big opportunities with IPC 2581. We can talk about that later, about how do we get the OEM and design organizations to start delivering intelligent data packages, which is really going to open up the door for advanced automation. So really the opportunities again is, utilization of intelligent attributes, advanced automation. How do we take it from a very manual, heavy administrative task to a what we call semi-autonomous process? And reduce the cycle times, lower the labor costs, provide a better, faster NPI to the manufacturing, on-time deliveries, those sort of things.
Well, I do want to talk more about some of the data transfer issues and things that designers and fabricators might start or stop doing in order to make for a more seamless transfer of the data. But first, let me ask you this. What prompted the switch into entrepreneurship? Was this something that you and Ken had been considering for a while?
Well, I guess we were kind of, it was kind of thrown on our lap with the with our recent departure from TTM. And, you know, we both had some opportunities come to us from some other companies. And, you know, we both decided, you know, how can we really impact? How can we really make a difference to the industry? Do we do it at just one facility or one company? Or now the door's really open to where we can provide our experiences, our knowledge, and really make an impact to the overall industry. And let's take this out to, you know, all the companies that are in the PCB manufacturing environment, whether it's in the United States or Europe, or, you know, I've spent an extensive amount of time over in the Asia Pacific. So this we just saw this as a real opportunity. Nobody was really doing this. There was some, but not a lot. And we see this as really kind of a revolution on how can we change the industry to not only short, but even long term.
And what's the staffing situation right now? Is it just you and Ken, or are you hiring?
Right now, it's just Ken and I. We're just starting out. The consulting firm we established latter part, middle of November, and we're just finalizing a lot of the infrastructure, the just a lot of the logistics. We're doing some, we got some collaboration opportunities. I've already have some contacts with a few companies here over the next few weeks. We got the holidays coming up, of course, so, you know, everyone's going to be taking a break, but we're really just got the rocket on the launch pad. We're getting it fueled up, and we expect to really get this thing off the launch pad here, you know, probably 1st of January.
You know, I know you're up in the Pacific Northwest, so I love that that analogy.
Yeah. And we'll certainly, you know, as the opportunities come, as the which I know they will. I think there's a lot of companies out there that could. I know there's quite a few that could really look at driving, you know, more of the advanced automation. And there's a real need for this in the industry. And this isn't, you know, we're not a company that's just going to write some CAM scripts. We're not going to just write a few rules for their engineering. We're really taking it from quoting through pre-CAM, pre-production engineering, or planning, methodizing, as they call it, and CAM. So we're looking at that whole process and how can we drive really a lot of synergy between those applications, start using smart attributes, have humans start validating, innovating versus manually doing themselves. And so as time goes on, as the business comes, we'll absolutely be looking at some hiring opportunities.
So that's a great segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about. A big issue from the fabrication perspective, of course, is the delays due to missing or unclear data. Is this primarily a software issue, a format issue, or just an issue with how the designer, you know, what they choose or what they forget to include in the package?
I believe it's just a matter of logistics on their end. You know, they're sending a fabrication drawing, maybe a array drawing, a netlist. You got the Gerber or ODB++, or we're starting to see a little bit of the IPC 2581. That's a whole other subject. And then even within those tools or those packages, they're missing this or missing that. I think it's just a matter of administration. I think there's a lot of, you know, again, you've got a human interacting with an application and manually performing steps, and there are going to be misses, right? There's going to be errors. There's going to be, you're going to forget to click this button. You're going to forget to click this mouse click, and some, you're going to miss something. And unfortunately, you know, it just turns into a snowball effect, and then you got back and forth communications, and it turns into a very convoluted process throughout.
So how do you propose to overcome that then?
Well, I have been a huge advocate, and I'm very much involved with the IPC 2581 consortium. So really, EPIC Frontend Engineering, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're focused on kind of what the current state. I've been in the front end engineering for 35 years. Again, 95% of the data packages coming in are in the same format they were 30 years ago, 20 years ago. So our focus is, okay, how can we take that and at least within the process of front end engineering, turn that into intelligent data? How can we extract information from a fabrication drawing where a human needs to read it, interpret it, and then manually enter that information? How do we eliminate that methodology? In parallel, I'm working with very closely with a friend of mine and co-worker of mine in years past from Corp Consulting, Dana Corp. And we're going to start proposing a major project on how do we get the intelligent data package coming in from the OEM design groups to the PCB manufacturing. So using the IPC 2581, which has got the infrastructure already there, how can we make that more intelligent than what it currently is today? And then how do we make the design data more clean? And really, Epic front-end engineering focus today, how do we make it semi-autonomous? And then long-term, working with Dana Corp and the Corp Consulting, is how can we focus on making it a complete autonomous operation altogether with design, you know, really intelligent design data packages coming into the PCB fab house?
So you've mentioned now a few times the use of intelligent or smart attributes in the design package. What do you mean by that?
Well, okay, so let's look at an example. And I've had numerous conversations over this past year, even with numerous large OEM companies on, okay, and they were converting to IPC 2581, but they were just taking their fabrication notes. So look at a fabrication drawing. You get a 15-word sentence that says, tells me what the surface finish is, or what the solder mask color, solder mask type is, what's the tolerance for this. They have the drill charts. So a human needs to read that, even at the quote stage, and then they manually enter that into their quoting system or their engineering system in the front end. Hopefully they don't miss anything and they do it correctly. So then what we're proposing is we've done some extensive testing with OCR, for example. So you drop the fab drawing into this OCR engine. You teach it to extract and look for these specific attributes, puts those attributes into an XML file, which then you can auto-populate any application, whether it's quoting or front-end engineering. But having all those attributes in a engineering database then drives other further automation. So, for example, customer specifications. Again, multiple pages. Sometimes it's just the IPC spec. Sometimes they have their own spec. So how do we take those attributes? How do we turn that information into attributes to where you can drive automation from that? So instead of somebody reading something or somebody being told to do non-functional pad removal or teardrops or various standard editing to their design, whether you can or cannot. And if you have those as attributes in customer specs, you can automatically perform those edits in a CAM application. And then you got a human then validating that versus actually manually doing it, right? If it knows the stack up information, it knows the copper thicknesses information, it knows what the edge comp's going to be. So you have that intelligent attributes in a database, and your CAM application, your engineering application feeding off of that, and it's automatically performing those tasks for a human, and then they're just validating it, basically. And so those are the types of things that, you know, you're going to reduce cycle time, you're going to reduce errors, improve your quality, and just have a very kind of a digital automation, basically. You're eliminating a lot of the repetitive tasks that the humans are doing every day, just on a different design package.
At industry conferences, you often hear that if you can get the designer and the fabricator talking and working hand in hand, you can really make miracles. But it sounds to me like what we're talking about is really getting the software at each respective entity to up its game, you know, so that the tools are talking and correcting each other as needed.
Well, and that's looking within a printed circuit board manufacturing. And that's really where Epic is currently. What we're proposing is, you know, how do we deal with the unstructured data, as I call it, that we continually get from OEM design groups. A second part of this, our initiative, is working with Dana, Core Consulting, and focusing on how do we get the OEMs, how do we get the PCB fabricators, and how do we get the design CAD application vendors out there, and how can we create a collaborative environment and then go focus on a really a true industry standard. And I totally 100% agree with you. It's we need to get everybody tied together there to really, you know, drive a lot of this potential. It's just an enormous amount of potential for making the front-end engineering process almost autonomous in some cases.
So to clarify then, is your target customer the OEM designer or the fabricator's CAM engineer or maybe some kind of both?
Kind of both. Our focus probably is with the PCB fabricators, but I'm going to be work very closely with the OEMs too as well. I think there's some opportunities there. But working Core Consulting is really focused more on the OEM CAD guys. And so that's why it's a really good synergy between his consulting firm and our new consulting firm is and if we're collaborating together, we're really going to be able to tie together the OEM CAD design groups, the PCB fabricators, and drive some real synergy and opportunities to make this data exchange seamless, I mean, really, in some cases. So we're really excited about this.
You know, Kent, when I was preparing for this interview, one of the things I was going to ask you was, what's the one thing you'd tell designers to either start or stop doing right now? But it seems to me, based on what you've described, that you really want to go way beyond that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to take a couple of steps forward here. I'm talking about some giant leaps forward and really, really changing the industry. I've been involved in this IPC 2581 clear back to my Hadco Sanmina days. That was over 20 years ago when I first signed up for that. So here we are 20 years later, and we're still, it's starting to take hold. Like I said, in the last year, I worked with a lot of customers as they were transitioning, and we were supporting their transition, but we're still not there yet. There's still some, you know, I've mentioned to several of them, I said, you know, I don't need a 15-word sentence on a piece of paper telling me what the surface finish is. Just tell me what the surface finish is as an attribute in an XML file or an IPC 2581. And they're like, yes, how do we do it? How do we go there? So I know on the OEM design groups, they're ready to launch. They're ready to move forward with this. And I know the PCB fab houses will absolutely adapt or adopt that methodology. And so really, we started up Epic and working in collaboration with Core Consulting. And we want to really drive this home. So we're looking forward to it. And we're very excited.
It seems to me that if folks are really trying to work their way toward the smart factory, they can't get there until this problem is solved. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's been a huge amount of emphasis on the smart factory automation. And I think the front-end engineering has kind of been left off to the side. It's kind of an unknown, even within many companies. I mean, I've worked in that department as a senior director, senior manager position. And if I go back 30 years, I was a CAM operator. So it's kind of an unknown area and people just kind of let it ride and nobody knows much about it. And I believe that, and that's where I kind of came up with the smart engineering. I think there's just an enormous amount of opportunities. And I think in parallel with the smart factory, if we really start driving that, you know, smart engineering and having this database of the part attributes, the design attributes, and the build attributes in an engineering database, that really marries up very closely with, you know, the whole smart factory methodology, right?
Well, back to Epic Front-End Engineering for a moment. How can folks find you? Do you have a website up?
We have a website, www.epicfee.com. We just launched it a week or two ago. I'm going to be doing some, I just updated my LinkedIn, as you know, and that certainly, I had quite a few followers. I know, you know, the PCB industry is a small industry, so I have a lot of followers. And so I, it actually has opened up conversations with some people I hadn't talked to or worked with in 25 years. So it worked out well. So we're really just starting to do some marketing. The website's out there, and we're going to continue to do additional marketing and get our names out there. We're really confident. It's challenging with the economic situation in the world as we know today, not to mention we're in the middle of a pandemic. So it was certainly a challenging time to create and start up an LLC consulting firm. But we're still confident that we're going to make this successful and hopefully make a major impact to the industry. Really, at the end of the day, I mean, we want to make not just a short but a long term impact on how we're how we manage design packages within the front end engineering based on their current state, and then how can we really focus on getting some smart, intelligent data packages coming from the OEMs to the PCB fabricators and even the EMS organizations in parallel. And make this a really revolutionary change to the industry.
Well, you've certainly identified a need, and you absolutely are correct in how long we've been working on this. I mean, my history with the data transfer, just getting the agreement on what data should be included, and then the format by which it gets moved from designer to fabricator dates back to the early 1990s when I was at IPC and working with Dieter Bergman on the IPC D350. So, and that was several iterations ago. This is hugely needed, and I wish you and Ken all the luck in the world.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're excited. We're optimistic, and we're excited, and we're looking forward to working with the organizations, the companies, collaboratively, and how do we make this a more efficient, more productive process, for the industry. So we're looking forward to it.
That brings me to the close of PCB Chat. I want to remind listeners that today's podcast has been sponsored by PCB East, the original conference and exhibition for printed circuit board design, fabrication, and assembly on the East Coast, taking place May 10th to 12th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Visit the website at pcbeast.com for information. For PCB Chat, this is Mike Buteau. Have a nice day.